Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Later on in the show, we'll have a review of the new remake of Total Recall, directed by Lynn Wiseman and starring Colin Farrell, Kate Beckinsale, and Jessica Biel. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're going to spotlight another batch of new and recent releases. It's been too long since we've done one of these programs, and we'll try to catch you up on some of the stuff that's come out on CD lately. Right now, we're going to kick things off with a brand new score from composer James Newton Howard, written for the latest film in the Bourne franchise, which is about to be released. It's called The Bourne Legacy. Let's take a listen. New music by James Newton Howard, written for The Bourne Legacy. Now, it's pretty obvious listening to that he's been asked to imitate the sound of composer John Powell, who scored the first three Bourne movies without exactly replicating it, which I suppose is appropriate enough for a movie which asks Jeremy Renner to imitate Matt Damon without exactly replicating him, but there we are. We continue now with a score from composer Hans Zimmer, written for a recently released animated film called Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. Enjoy! Fun music from composer Hans Zimmer, written for Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. Next up, we move along to Mr. Murray Gold and a couple of selections from Season 6 of Doctor Who. Enjoy. Thank you. the couple pieces there, which only represent the tip of the iceberg for Murray Gold's 2-CD soundtrack for the 6th season of Doctor Who, always providing fine musical accompaniment for that series. We continue now with a new score from composer Walter Murphy, written for Seth MacFarlane's live-action comedy Ted. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
An utterly charming score from composer Walter Murphy, written for Seth MacFarlane's Ted, and a score which sounds a good deal less generic than many comedy scores these days. Next up, an underrated effort from composer James Horner, a sort of sweeping, old-fashioned heroic score written for The Amazing Spider-Man. Now, this is a sort of score which you might have heard quite frequently 20 years ago, but these days, superhero movies tend to be covered by a grungier, less melodically memorable sound. That's not the case in this one. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring new and recent film music releases on the program today. Next up, a new score from composer Patrick Doyle, written for Pixar's latest animated film, Brave. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by Patrick Doyle, written for Brave. Let's move on to music written for another animated film released this summer, this one from composer John Powell, penned for Ice Age Continental Drift. It's a familiar-sounding but nonetheless pleasant score from John Powell, written for Ice Age 4, Continental Drift. Next up, a brand new score from composer A.R. Rahman, written for a little movie starring Chris Pine, which was released in theaters not too long ago, called People Like Us. Take a listen.
Thank you.
An amiable, breezy score from A.R. Rahman, written for People Like Us. Next up, music from a movie we'll review in just a few short moments by Harry Gregson-Williams. This is his score for the remake of Total Recall. We'll be right back. music by Harry Gregson Williams, written for Total Recall. I do like that last piece from that suite we just featured, but in general, the score, not really my cup of tea. Doesn't seem to have a whole lot going on. Anyway, let's move on to the review of the movie itself. Paul Verhoeven's 1990 science fiction thriller Total Recall is hardly a cinematic masterpiece. Indeed, it falls pretty short of the standards set by the clever Philip K. Dick story it's based on. But it nonetheless manages to provide some nifty ideas, cool visual effects, exciting action sequences, and fun performances. Whatever its flaws may be, Verhoeven's film looks like quite a gem in contrast to Lynn Wiseman's 2012 remake. If the original film was a watered-down version of the short story, the remake is a watered-down version of the original film. At this point, there's hardly anything left worth preserving. Our protagonist is a man named Douglas Quaid, played by Colin Farrell, an ordinary factory worker who is married to a kind-hearted paramedic named Laurie, played by Kate Beckinsale. The world Douglas lives in is a futuristic society which feels comparable to the world of Blade Runner, simultaneously more advanced and more weathered than our own. One perk of living in the future is the opportunity to frequent Recall, a business which manufactures artificial memories of whatever thrilling event you'd like to experience. One day, Douglas decides he needs a little break from his routine and decides to pay Recall a visit. Alas, the trip is interrupted in startling fashion when a group of soldiers rush into the room and hold Douglas at gunpoint. Even more startlingly, Douglas finds himself more than equipped to take down all of his attackers single-handedly. He runs home in the aftermath of this troubling event and subsequently makes the unpleasant discovery that his wife is a spy who now plans to kill him. Is all of this part of Douglas's recall trip, or has he finally returned to reality? The plot description makes the film sound like more of a head trip than it really is. In reality, this Total Recall is even less interested in the complexity of Dick's ideas than its predecessor, instead choosing to use its premise as a springboard for a series of action sequences. That would be acceptable if Lynn Wiseman, who helmed the Underworld movies and Live Free or Die Hard, was a competent action director. But he delivers one semi-incoherent, tediously derivative piece of generic bluster after another, all of it underscored by a Harry Gregson Williams soundtrack which seems largely comprised of metallic scraping noises. The film never has a genuine sense of urgency, purpose, or thoughtfulness. It's 2 hours of talented actors glumly going through the motions. Colin Farrell is clearly a more gifted actor than Arnold Schwarzenegger, but this performance is a regression into the sort of dull leading man work he was offering a decade ago in films like Phone Booth, The Recruit, and Alexander. I'd gladly trade Farrell's glum blandness for Schwarzenegger's colorful screen presence. The supporting cast is similarly uninvolved. Jessica Biel couldn't be less interested in her supporting role as Farrell's primary love interest, and Bill Nighy looks as bored as I've ever seen him. Kate Beckinsale and Bryan Cranston at least offer a bit of energy whenever they turn up, but they're trapped in one-note roles that give them nothing to do. It became clear pretty quickly that the storytelling in Total Recall wasn't going to offer anything terribly compelling, so I found myself seeking things on the fringes of the film to enjoy, something I frequently do when it becomes obvious that a movie simply isn't going to be a worthwhile experience. Alas, there's almost nothing of value here. The design of the film's world is borrowed from Blade Runner and 1,000 other sci-fi flicks. The sound design is predictable and grating. The cinematography is consistently unimaginative. The acting is generally lifeless. The nifty ideas are abandoned and occasionally trampled on by the sound of futuristic machine guns. Yes, this is yet another action movie in which everyone is firing automatic weapons and nobody is ever hitting their target. There's never anything even resembling a genuine sense of danger, which robs the scenes of any drama they might have had. In a handful of very brief scenes, we see images of Douglas's supposed former existence. In those moments, Farrell is charming, commanding, and engaging. Here's a guy worth putting at the center of a movie. Alas, the film as a whole is more like the Douglas we're stuck with, a boring, neutered shadow of its former self. Total Recall is one of this summer's worst blockbusters. I give it a rating of 1.5 stars out of 4. That concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
Spider-Man.